Robertson Rosenzweig, TLM.
Okay, it's really a pleasure to be here tonight to see all the different groups of people. Number one, from all the different high schools. It's really nice to see all the Talmidot. Welcome. It's really a great honor and pleasure for us that you have come. And of course, for me to see so many Talmidot around in the audience. Right, so that is really a very special zchut for me. So I really want to, you know, give a shout out to all the Talmidot out there, past and present. Actually, you're never a past Talmidot, it's always Talmidot. So it's great to see everybody around, even some of your teachers, right? I can even count them already. So it's really a very big zchut. We know that we say Shloshim Yom Lifnei Chag Oskim B'Inyano Shel Chag. 30 days before a chag comes, right? We usually learn the halachot of that chag. Well, we are very close to Chanukah, so it's very appropriate that we are going to be discussing Inyanei Diyoma. We're going to be discussing the halachot of Chanukah. Now, we are going to be discussing Chanukah through the halacha. And why are we going to be doing that? Because we know, right, according to Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal, the Rav, as we call him Zatzal, right, always discusses that where do you learn your hashkafa from? You learn it from the halacha, right? In halachic man, what do? We see the halacha, and through there we can get a philosophy, we can get a hashkafat olam. So that's what we're going to do for Chanukah. We are going to see the halachot of Chanukah, and we are going to understand and try to see what is the symbolism of Chanukah, what does it mean, what does it mean to us? So actually, we have a very short slot here, so we are going to start with our sources right away, and we're going to see, can you build a hashkafa of Chanukah from the halachic sources? Where do you find the halachot of Chanukah? Can we do this interactive or not? Okay, where do you find the halachot of Chanukah? In Masechet, you have it in front of you. In Masechet Shabbat, Masechet Shabbos for those who are not understanding me, right? In Masechet Shabbat, in Daf Kafal of Abu Ben, how come we don't find it in Masechet Chanukah? Right, there is no Masechet Chanukah. Why is there a Masechet Chanukah? Right, we have a Masechet Megillah that talks all about Hilchot Purim, but we don't have a Masechet Chanukah. What is the main mitzvah of Chanukah? Hadlakat Hanerot. So since Hadlakat Hanerot is the main mitzvah of Chanukah, then it's included in the halachot of Neirot Shabbat. Once we come to Neirot Shabbat, what do? We look at the details of the mitzvah and the miracle of Chanukah. So we're in the Gemara Shabbat, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, Tanu Rabbanan. So we have Braita material, which means we have Mishnah material on Chanukah. We just don't have a formal Mishnah, but we definitely have material from the time of the Braita, from the time of the Tanaim. Right? Mitzvat Chanukah Ner Yishu Beito. What's the most basic way to do Mitzvat Ner Chanukah? Ner Yishu Beito, which means one candle for the entire household. Which means every night of Chanukah, you put one candle in the window. What's the next level that you could do? Mahadrin. Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Every person in the family is represented by a candle. Which means, if you have four people in your family, what do you light every single night? Four candles. So according to the first two, the mitzvah of Chanukah is static. What does it mean when the mitzvah of Chanukah is static? Which means there's no change. You're not moving up or down. Which means every night you do the same thing. So what's the difference between the two? Ner Yishu Beito shows that Chanukah represents the family as one unit. You can have one candle representing the entire unit. What is Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad? What does Mahadrin mean? That you need a candle for every single person in the family because every single person counts. Right, every single person is really represented in Neirot Chanukah. But what's fascinating, usually when you have the idea of Mahadrin, a Hidur Mitzvah, usually Hidur Mitzvah is doing something in a nicer way, in a more elaborate way, paying more money for something. Right? What do we do when we're talking about the Hidur Mitzvah of Lulav? Right? You buy a beautiful Etrog, but you don't put four Etrogim. Right? You buy a beautiful Lulav, but you don't have more Lulavim. Right? What do you say with matzah? Right? You eat the same type of matzah, but it could be matzah shmura, right? But you're not going to put more matzot than you're supposed to do lefiyah halacha. So what does it mean that in Chanukah we have the idea of hidur mitzvah that you're adding or you're doing different numbers of candles? according to the Chidushe Agriz, I'm going to stay within the whole Soloveitchik family. We're doing a Stern TLN, so I think that's allowed. Right? According to the Chidushe Agriz, that's Rav Velvel, that's the Rav's uncle. Right? The Chidushe Agriz says, you know what? The Hidur Mitzvah of Chanukah is just like all other Hidurei Mitzvah. Which means, just like you make a nicer etrog, so what does it mean that you light more candles? It means that's a Hidur Mitzvah like everything else. So when we say Mahadrin, or Mahadrin, I mean a Mahadrin, according to the Griz, Chidushe Agriz, that is the same idea. It's like Hidur Mitzvah and anything. According to Harav Michal Rosenzweig, who is a Rosh Hashiva in YU, I hope some people are smiling here, he disagrees with the Chidushe Agriz. Harav Michal Rosenzweig says that no, the whole concept of Chanukah and the Hidur Mitzvah of Chanukah is really unique. What is different in the Hidur Mitzvah of Chanukah, and we see this in a lot of other sources and a lot of other ideas, that for every other way that you do Hidur Mitzvah, it's either nicer or it's more expensive. But Hidur Mitzvah of Chanukah is really a different way of doing the mitzvah. And not only that, which means the only way that we propose that everyone does Ner Chanukah is only according to the Mahadrin and Min Mahadrin, which means it's not like you have a choice. You could buy a nicer etrog, right? With Hidur Mitzvah, with Chanukah, everybody does Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Everybody does the highest level of Chanukah. So what does Chanukah really represent to us? Chanukah represents Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Chanukah represents doing everything in the highest level possible. So not only can you do a Hidur within the holiday, sitting in a sukkah, you make it a prettier sukkah. Taking an etrog, you take a nicer etrog. Right? Eating matzah on Pesach, you eat better matzah, right? But on Chanukah, it's different. The whole essence of the mitzvah, the whole reality of the mitzvah is transformed by Hidur Mitzvah, by Mahadrin and Minamahadrin. So it's not like that you're doing one aspect of the mitzvah better. The whole chalos, the whole reality of mitzvahs Chanukah really is the idea of spiritual maximalism. Mahadrin and Minamahadrin. So let's continue in the Gemara. So we had Ner Ishu Beito, one not in the middle, but afterwards I will take questions. Ner Ishu Beito is lighting one candle per household. Mahadrin is a candle for every single person in the household, and we spoke about the difference. So what's Mahadrin and Mahadrin? What does it mean to be on the highest level? What is the view of Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai, classic, we all know this. On the first day, what do? You light eight, and then what do? You light 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What did Beit Hillel say? The first day you light one, and then Mosifa Holech. And then you're going to add candles 1 to 8. The question is, what's the reason for that, right? And there was a machloket between the Chachamim. Chadamar, one said, Tama de Beit Shammai, what's the reason Beit Shammai says 8 to 1? Kineged Yamim Anichnasim, right? You already did 8 the first day, that was the 8th day, right? Then 7 days, which means the days that are left for the miracle, right? The first day was 8 days, right? That are left, and we get smaller and smaller, right? So the idea of Beit Shammai is that the mitzvah can't stay static. What does Mahadrin mean? It can't stay static, but you're looking ahead, and you're counting down to the last day that's left. And the reason of Beit Hillel is Keneged Hayamim Hayotzim. When you count down, what did you say? We already passed 1 day, we passed 2 days, we passed 3 days. Now, what do we know in traditional counting in Halacha? When you do Sfirat Omer, how do we count? 1 to 49. We count up, which means we see that the classical counting in Halacha is really to count up. And yet, Beit Shammai says, no, for Chanukah, we want to count from 8 to 1. So the question is why? Is it just because we're counting, like we're counting to something special, but that goes against the idea of counting in general, right? So we have another view. Chadamar, the other view is, Tama de Beit Shammai kineged parei achav, right? What do we know that we sacrifice on Sukkot? We sacrifice bulls every single day that represent the goyim. On the first day, we sacrifice 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So Beit Shammai says, because Chanukah, right, also has 8 days, we have 8 days of Sukkot. So what do we do? We start with 8 and end with 1. But there's also another reason that Beit Shammai picks Parei Achag. After the Beit HaMikdash was defiled, when the Hashmonaim come to Beit HaMikdash and they rededicated and do Chanukah Tabayit, right, they come in Kislev. They were not able to do Sukkot, to celebrate Chag HaSukkot on Sukkot. So when Kislev comes, according to Sefer HaMakabim Bet, the books of the Maccabees too. We have four books of the Maccabees. Sefer HaMaccabim Bet tells us all the stories about Hanan, her seven sons, and all those stories about what went on during the time of the Hashmonaim, right? And all the heroic stories of the individuals who sacrificed themselves al Kiddush Hashem. So there it says, what were they able to do when they came to Beit HaMikdash and they rededicated it? They were able to make up Sukkot, which means they weren't able to do Sukkot on Tishrei, they were able to do it on Kislev. So what do we see? That there is a connection, not only philosophically, but also historically, between Sukkot and Chanukah. So Beit Shammai says, let's make a connection between Sukkot and between Chanukah. So that's why we'll start 8-1. Tama de Beit Hillel, but Beit Hillel's view, right, is Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'en Moridin, which means, what does Chanukah symbolize? Chanukah symbolizes for us the idea that we always go up in Kedusha. So no matter that Beit Shammai might even have a good historical connection, no matter that 8 and 8, what do we do in Halacha many times? We do this idea called Tetvav Tetvav, which means, because Pesach starts on Tetvav, and because Sukkot starts Tetvav, we have many correlations in Halacha, right, that connect the two ideas. So 8 and 8. Chanukah is 8, and Sukkot is 8, right? But Tama de Beit Hillel wins out. What do we do? We start with 1 to 8, because Ma'alim Bakodesh Velo Moridin. So this is what Chanukah really represents to us, the idea of always elevating, always going up in Kiddushah. And that's why the view of Beit Hillel wins, not only because we usually go by Beit Hillel, but the whole concept of Chanukah and Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, is this idea of Ma'alim Bakodesh. We always go up in Kiddushah. So let's go on in the Gemara. So we already see that the whole philosophy, right, is already embedded in the halacha itself. Tanu Rabbanan, we have another brayta that connects ours to Chanukah. Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanichal petach beto mibachutz. Ideally, where do you put Ner Chanukah? Right outside your door. What do they do in Israel? Some people do it here too. They have those amazing glass boxes and they light it right outside of the house. If you live in a big apartment building, where can you light it? Im hayadar ba'aliyah. What does the Gemara say? Minicha b'chalon hasmucha l'rshut harabim. You light it in your window, right? We know a lot of people here in America for sure light the Chanukah menorah in their window, right? And if it's sha'at sakana, you could even put it on your table, right? And that's it. Amar Rava, tzarich ner acheret lishtamesh l'orah. So we learned two concepts already in this part of the Gemara. Number one is that you have this idea of persume nisa, right? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi's on number 4, right? Let's do the third line of Rashi. Mi bachutz. What does Rashi say? Mishum persume nisa. Why do you have to put it right outside your door? Because of persume nisa. So this is interesting. What would you think persume nisa could be? I'm going to go to the middle of the city, right? I'm going to go to some square, and I'm going to build a big menorah, or build a menorah, and I'm going to light my menorah there. So maybe halachically you could do that, but ideally, where does the menorah have to be close to? It has to be close to your home. And if you can't do it right outside of your home for persume nisa, you put it in the window in a place that everybody could see. Also very interesting, which means Chanukah is not just about lighting a candle for everyone in the family. It's not just about each person being represented. It's not just about the idea of not being static, either going up or down. But Chanukah is also about persume nisa. It's about advertising the miracle, which means you have something that you really want to say and let everybody know. And you have this concept of persume nisa, but it has to be next to your house. Because what's the original idea of Ner Chanukah? Ner Ish Ubeito. So what we're going to see is that every single concept of Chanukah not only reflects all the three levels of Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeito, Ner Lakol Echad Ve'Echad, and also the idea of Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, right? But also we have this idea that even the Pirsume Nisa, even the advertising of the Ness, is really connected with every single one. What's the other idea that we just read? Right? Tzarich Ner Acheret Lishtamesh La'ora. When we light Ner of Shabbat, Neirot Shabbat, what are we expecting? Why do we light Neirot Shabbat? So there should be light in the house, Shalom Bayit. We want to use the candles of Shabbat in the sense that we want them to make light that you can read, you can have a nice family meal, you should eat the food and see light, and that there should be nice, you know, environment in the house, which means we want it to be a utilitarian, practical thing to bring Shalom Bayit. And yet, what do we say about Ner Chanukah? Right? Sarich Ner Acheret Lishtamesh La'ora. What do we have to light with our Neirot Chanukah in order to make sure we're not over on this? The Shamash. which means Ner Chanukah is not utilitarian at all. The whole idea of Ner Chanukah is that it's symbolic, is that it stands for something, but it's not utilitarian. So again, right, what is the symbolism? What is the importance of Ner Chanukah? Why does it have to be Mahadrin, a Mahamadrin? So finally, in the end of the Gemara, we get to the main idea. So then the Gemara asks, we're number three, my Chanukah. So what is Chanukah? Right? So according to Rashi, look on bottom, Rashi says, my Chanukah al eze nes kva'ua, meaning what is the specific miracle that we made Chanukah? Because what do we know? We won many battles throughout Jewish history, and we don't have a celebration for every single battle that we have. So there has to be something unique that happened on Chanukah that we are really setting it aside, that we're actually celebrating the special day. So what is the special nes that happened? So Rashi says, al eze nes kva'ua. So my Chanukah, why do we celebrate Chanukah? What happened that we celebrate Chanukah? Now it's interesting, the Rambam, we're not going to go into it, in his Mishnah Torah, when he asks the question, my Chanukah, he's asking, so what's the essence of Chanukah? Which means, what is the symbolism of Chanukah? Right? So what does Rashi say? Why are we celebrating Chanukah? What's the special nes? Let's read again back in the Gemara, we're number three. The Tanu Rabbanan, again, we have a writer, the Kafhei B'Kislev, Yomei de Chanukah Timnaya Inun. We have 8 days of Chanukah. We don't have a misbed and we don't fast, right? So it's one of those special days, like in Masechet Ta'anit, Megillat Ta'anit, special days that were set out for something unusual, that we don't do misbed and we don't fast. Kshidichnesu Yevanim Lehechal, right? When the Assyrian Greeks come into the temple and they desecrated it, and they desecrated all the shmanim, all the oils in the Hechal that they used to light the menorah with, right? And what else did they do? Ukshigavra malchut beit chashmonai v'nitzchum. But then the chashmonaim came and fought a battle against them. So again, the Syrian Greeks, right? The Yevanim desecrated the temple, right? And we also know that they enacted so many different negative laws and decrees. And then on the other hand, what happened as a response? Malchut beit chashmonai came and they really defeated them, which means the Chashmonaim came and they fought a battle against them. Once they came into the Beit HaMikdash, they checked, and they didn't find only one Pach Shemen, right, that's Munach Bechotamo Shel Kohen Gadol, and it was not, there was only enough to light for one day. Ah, and what happened? They took this one cruse of oil, they lit it, right, and then there was a miracle, right, and it lit for 8 days. So according to this Gemara, right, what is the special miracle, right? It discusses that there was a war, that Bnei Israel won. But specifically, why do we celebrate Chanukah? It's the Nes of Pach HaShemen. Ah, but what are you going to tell me? You know that in Al HaNisim, which we're going to look at soon, what does it discuss? It does discuss the Milchama also, right? It mentions the Milchama. So we know the Milchama is important. So the question is, what is special, unique? We have many battles that the Jews fought, that a few people won many, right? We do have that. So what is so unique about Chanukah? And what is the miracle of the menorah symbolize, right, about Am Yisrael, that we're celebrating a special Chag, right? I shouldn't use the word Chag, a special Yom Tov for it, right? What happened? Lashana HaAcheret, next year, right, they established it as what? Yamim Tovim, as a special day, the Hallel u'Hoda'ah. So it was established the next year that we're going to have a special festival on this day. And what are the two things that we do? Hallel and Hoda'ah. Look at Rashi, right? What does it mean that they made them special days? Look on the bottom of Rashi and bottom of number one, right, in Rashi. Lo she'asurin b'mlacha. What is unique about Chanukah? Right? It's mitzvah de Rabbanan, just like Purim. So what do we know about Chanukah? What can't the Rabbanim do? They can't do Isur Melacha. They can't tell you that you can't do Melacha. We only have the Oraita Chagim for that, right? What are the two things that were set up by the Chachamim? You read Hallel and you say Al HaNisim, right? When you bench, right? And when you daven, you say Al HaNisim. So what is interesting? First of all, what's not mentioned in the Gemara when it tells a story, right, that we light Nerot Chanukah? But how did the whole story begin in the Gemara? That we light Nerot Chanukah. It's telling you all the different levels of Nerot Chanukah, so we know that's very important. So what is so interesting that the Gemara ends, even though afterwards it tells a story, it says that the setup is Hallel v'Hoda'ah. What's so important about Kriyat Hallel and the idea that we say Al HaNisim, but we don't have Isur Melacha? Which means the unique idea about Chanukah is that we have 8 days, consecutive days, right, where we have to say Hallel and we say Alanisim, but there's no Isur Malacha, which means the only things that set up the environment of the Chag is your saying in Tfilah Alanisim, right, is your saying and in Berkat HaMazon, is your saying Hallel, and at night that you light Nerot Chanukah, which means there is no action that you do, there's no Isur Malacha, right, there's no activity that you do throughout the entire day that sets that tone. So what is Chanukah about? Your infusion of bringing Kedushat Hazman, not Isur Malacha, but Kedushat Hazman into the Chol. So on Purim we only have one day like that, but what do we have with Chanukah? 8 days. And there has to be a consistency. Every day is Mahadrin and Mahadrin. And what is the idea of Chanukah? We start with one on the first day. What did Beit Hillel say? Malin Bakodesh Velo Moridim. Which means every day you have to grow in spirituality, not by the fact that there is Yisur Malacha and you have this environment, but you have to create the environment. How do you create the environment? You create it by lighting Nerot Chanukah and realizing Nerot Chanukah is not just for utilitarian ideas. You are lighting Nerot Chanukah and you are saying Hallel because you're thanking Hashem for the nest that was done in the past. So what is so interesting to us? The Maisa Mitzvah of Chanukah, the Maisa Mitzvah, which means the mitzvah that you actually do, is a mitzvah that sets the tone that this is a totally spiritual day. Because the Nerot Chanukah have no utilitarian use for you. You're just doing it to remember the miracle. So the Maisa Mitzvah that you do is really a reenactment of the nest. And what is the reenactment of the nest? Right? That on the one hand, everything is in Hashem's hand, but you are actually reenacting the miracle every single day in the sense of lighting Nerot Chanukah. The commemoration of the Nes is by you lighting Nerot Chanukah. What's so fascinating, right? We have the same concept on Sukkot. On Sukkot, what do? Every time you go into the Sukkah, what do? If you eat, right? Different views on Halacha, but every time you take a mezonos in the Sukkah, what do? You say the bracha l'shev sukkah, which means almost every day, every time you go to eat, what are you doing? You're saying a special bracha. You're reenacting, right, what happened in Sukkot. So every day is like a reenactment of what's going on. On Chanukah, what do? Every day there's a reenactment. You're lighting Nerot Chanukah. But what's different about Pesach? What do we really do the first night? The first night we have the seder, we have the chiyuv of eating matzah, and that one day, here it's chutz la'aretz, 2 days, what does that one experience do? Yitziat Mitzrayim, that really holds you over, not only till the end of Pesach, but also you count from the second day on all the way for Svirat HaOmer till Kabbalat HaTorah. But Sukkot and also Chanukah, what do they symbolize? Consistency. Every single day, all 8 days, you are doing it every single day and you're setting an environment. One, by Sukkah you're setting an environment. Two, right, Chanukah you're setting an environment. So your involvement, your initiation is very important. By Sukkot, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, there was Nisuch HaMayim, there was taking the Lulav around the Mizbeach, there was taking the Arava around the Mizbeach, which means so many things was Lifnei Hashem. Was connected with the Beit HaMikdash. The thing about Chanukah is that it's really a mitzvah that's done in the house, which means in the house you have total control and you are really setting the complete environment. Let's look at number 5 in the Tosfot. We're on the next page. In the Tosfot it says that what is Mahadrin min Mahadrin, right? And what are the Balei HaTosfot? They are Ashkenazim, right? These are Rashi's grandsons. Right? And that whole school of thought. And it explains what is Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. So what do they say? Right? Nire Luri, debate Shama Ubed Hila, Lokaime Ella Aner Ishu Beto. Right? What are they talking about? Ner Ishu Beto. Right? And what do you do? Sheken Yeshoter Hidur, Diika Hekerak Shemosifa Holech. Right? Om Mechzar. So according to the Balei HaTosfot, what is Hidur Mitzvah? What's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin? Right? That you go either up or down, which means there's a change. There has to be a certain kind of change. And of course, we decide Beit Hillel because it's a change up. But what does do the Balei HaTosfot say? They say that lighting Nerot Chanukah is about what? Is about change. And it's about change going up. But what do? We have one person lighting, representing the entire family. Which means, according to the Balei HaTosfot, we have one menorah, right? That the head of the household lights, representing the entire family. So what are we mixing? Neri Shubeto and Mahadrin Min Mahadrin, according to Balei HaTosfot. Even though Balei HaTosfot are Ashkenazic, who follows the minhag of Balei HaTosfot? the Sfaradim. Okay, the Sfaradim light one menorah representing the entire family. And what's the idea of Mahadrin and Mahadrin? That we go up. And everyone sees when you look in the window that we are moving up. According to the Rambam, who is a Sfaradi, right, we see in, look at number 7, Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, he puts them together because they're both the Rabbanan holidays. What does he say? How many do you light, right? For sure you want to make sure there's one for every house, right? And not only that, one for every person in the house if you want to do Mahadrin, but what does he say is Mahadrin min Mahadrin? What does he say? Echad bein anashim ubein nashim, v'hamehader yeter al ze v'osem mitzvah min hamuvchar, madlik ner l'kol echad v'echad b'layla harishon, u'mosif v'holech b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. According to the Rambam, every single person in the family is represented by a menorah, and every single person in the family, we start with one, and then we go up. So according to the Rambam, what are the two main ideas of the Hidur mitzvah? Ner l'kol echad v'echad, and Mahadrin min Mahadrin, which means every single person in the family has to be represented. So that's so interesting that we have in Hanukkah this idea that on the one hand we want to represent the household as one unit, but also, right, the other view according to the Rambam is we want to show every single individual, and every single individual is represented by their own menorah, and we're showing spiritual growth, Ma'alin Bakodesh Velo Moridin, for every single individual. So how does this speak to us? We have a few scarce minutes to discuss it. So now we come to number 6. And again, we're continuing Gemara. And Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Isha Vaday Madlika. Who for sure is included in Ner Chanukah? Women. Isha Vaday Madlika. For sure women light Nerot Chanukah. The Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi say? Nashim Chayavot b'Ner Chanukah Shafhen Ayuboto Anes. Women are obligated in Ner Chanukah because they were included in the Nes. So what's the view? Bali Tosfot. We're bringing it from Pesachim. Why are we bringing it from Pesachim? Right? What are the three mitzvot that women are doing because afhena yuboto anes? Number one, arba kosot yayin on leila seder. Number two, kriyat hamegillah. And three is hadlakat ner Chanukah. Right? According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, I told you we'll get like some of the family in, right? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's view is what is really connecting all of these? Pirsum hanes. Which means Pirsum HaNes is connecting every single one. Drabanan and Pirsum HaNes. Why? When we read the Megillah, right, we have a bracha before, and the Megillah is actually Pirsum HaNes. We do it in shul. Number two, what is it? Arba Kosot Yayin? Right? According to the Rav and others, right, what do we say? We say Asher Ga'alanu, and what is that a bracha of? That is a bracha of Pirsum Nisa and Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. And number three, Hadlakat Ner Chanukah, we all know what is so important in Hadlakat Ner Chanukah, Pirsum Nisa, right? It has to be right outside the house, and or it could be in the window, right? So, Isha Vaday Madlika, and according to the Rashbam, not only Afhena Yuboto Anes, right? Again, we're looking in the Balei Tosfot. The Rashbam says, Rashi's grandson, see, some people keep it all in the family. The Rashbam says, She'al Yadam Nigalu, right? Because the women were instrumental in saving Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, right, saving Bnei Israel during the time of Esther, and in the time of Chanukah. One view is that it was Yehudit, she cut off Halifornis' head, right, because she gave him to eat milchik, so that's one of the sources why you eat milchik on Chanukah, right? But really, we also have many other sources, especially in the books of Maccabees Bet that we mentioned earlier. So what do we see? Which means, with Megillah, Esther was one, and she was unique, right, and she really saved Bnei Israel. We won't really talk about what the women of Bnei Israel were doing during the time of the Megillah. But during the time of Yitziat Mitzrayim, what do we know? Bishut Nashim Tzidkaniyot Shayu Botoa Dor Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, which means in the memory of the righteous women, Bnei Israel were redeemed from Mitzrayim, which means not just Miriam and Yocheved. It was really across the board that the women of Am Yisrael played a very important role in bringing the Geulah. What do we see in the stories of Chanukah? What are the stories you know about the women in Chanukah? We know Chana and her seven sons, right? We know the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We know the story of the women who wanted to give their sons a brit milah. And we really have many stories of individuals who really dedicated their life, right, to Kiddush Hashem, and also to make sure that the Torah is going to be able to be implemented during during their time. So what we see is a very strong correlation with the idea of prosumenisa, the idea of spiritual growth, the idea of a constancy and consistency that really includes the important role, right, that Nashim plays. So all the halachot that we discussed and all the concepts that we discussed about Chanukah apply 100% right to the Nashim. But according to Rashbam, it's not only that we're also included. The women were really instrumental in bringing about the mitzvah of Chanukah. So even though we are really seeing that the battle, right, to defeat the Syrian Greeks was really done mostly by the Maccabees, not the Maccabees, the Maccabees, right, the Maccabim, right, but what else do we see? We see something very interesting here. We also see that the actions of the individuals, the idea of Ner Ishu Beito, the idea of every single individual and their contribution made a difference. So that's why, right, what does Ner Chanukah represent? It's not only the Milchama. Of course it's the Milchama. In Al Hanisim, you'll see on the last, in the last page, right, what does Al Hanisim talk about? Al Hanisim talks about, ironically, two different things. The battle and also the special mitzvah or nes in the Beit HaMikdash. But the Maharal says something very interesting. If you look at Al Hanisim, what does it really speak about? A little, they lit the menorah, right? But who does the lighting of the menorah? We're on page number 3. The Chashmonaim come, the children of Hashem, right? The Chashmonaim come, and they light the menorah in Beit HaMikdash after they did Chanukat Habayit, right? On the other hand, who is the one who's fighting our battles for us? Hashem. Right, Masarta, Ravta, Danta, which means when it comes to the war, what is the thing of Al Hanisim? Hashem did it for us. When it comes to the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, who's doing the actions? Bnei Israel. Which means when you want to see miracles happen, what do you have to do? You have to do your hishtadlut. You have to make the miracles happen. Which means it was the actions of the Chashmonim that not only made the battle, right? Of course Hashem helped us. Without the help of Hashem, it wouldn't happen. But the symbol of Chanukah is the idea of the menorah. So on the one hand, it shows a partnership. That's what the Maharal says. It was a little oil that really went a long way. And what is the battle? A few people that were able to defeat the many, which means it's a correlation between the Bnei Israel and Hashem. That's really what Ner Chanukah is about. It's about partnership. It's about our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our understanding that without Hashem's help, miracles can happen, but also our understanding, right, that we have to take action and we have to light the menorah. We have to fight the fight in order to make sure that our traditions, our ideas, really are out there, and not just for ourselves that we hide it, but also the idea of Pirsumei Nisa, and also the idea that the Neirot and the Halachot of Chanukah are unifying. And how could you be unified? On two different ways. Unified means every single person can represent themselves, and everybody has their personal growth. So what do? We represent Ner Ishu Beito on the one hand, everyone is unified. But the other hand, Chanukah really shows an idea of rising. One, always moving and aiming higher. And the other idea is the idea of the Mehadrin. Included in the idea of Ner Chanukah is the idea that every single person is represented. So again, when we speak about Chanukah, and especially for us, the Nashim, that we have a huge role to play, the concept of Hidur Mitzvah, the concept of Pirsumei Nisa, and the concept of Nisim are really in our hands. So for us, Chanukah has to be that special time where we really evaluate, we make our Kedushat HaZman. There is no Isur Malacha, but we are the ones who really show that Chanukah is a time of spiritual growth every single day, a consistency and a constancy. And I just want to end with this piece. There's a special halakha that women don't do malacha for the first half hour when the Neirot are burning. Why? The men don't do that. Because Chanukah really is special to the Nashim. Not only because Afhena Yubo, because we really represent spiritual growth, spiritual aspirations. We are really the ones with our activities in so many different ways that really make a difference in the world and really can change. And our activities should really be a beacon, right, to everybody else. Because Chanukah really represents Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah Or. So I just want to leave you with this bracha, that we really all will be success and really representatives of Dvar Hashem, not only on Chanukah, but that the light of Chanukah will really grow with us from 1 to 8, because Ma'alin Bakodesh, Lo Moridin. Thank you.